Hi, Casey. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here in the area. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
You know, tomorrow's Friday, so that's always great news. And I see you've been in business for approximately 3 years already, right? So congratulations.
We're going on six.
6 years. Oh, I'm sorry. It was notated here wrong. Oh, wow. So that's a pretty good amount of time. How has it been going for you?
Really good. Pretty good.
That's good. That's good. I see. I also kind of overheard a little bit. You do a lot of, it's word of mouth, right, for marketing?
Yeah.
And then you did try, it was a home advisor, right? And that did not go very well for you?
Well, we started with home advisor. That is how we got out there. But it was just a lot of battling with a lot of other companies. So we kind of quit doing that once we got kicked off, you know, with our company. It was, once it started rolling smoothly and people were just calling without a home advisor, we just got rid of home advisor.
Yeah, you know, I've heard a lot of conflicting stuff with Home Advisor and Duke Leads. The majority of it is negative, to be straight with you, and it's just for the exact reason that you said, right? So there is this lead, they give this lead to, you know, a bunch of companies, and then they charge all these companies for that same lead when only one of those companies most likely takes the job, you know?
Correct.
So, yeah, correct. And they're actually being sued right now as well for those type of practices. So maybe they'll have to change the way they do things. Yeah, it's kind of a big lawsuit. You can find it online. But, yeah, it's terrible. I mean, most of the time I hear bad things about it than good things. So that's why I'm always curious to ask kind of the experience that it was, just to kind of get a little bit more insight. But apart from that, I mean, do you do any other type of marketing?
Not really. You know, people just look for like honest companies and people that do what they say they're going to do. So, you know, that's kind of got me where I'm at.
Got it. Okay. And then you guys are able to handle more clients as well, right?
Yeah, we can handle more.
All right. Perfect. So the thing with our company as well is we work exclusively with one company in one area that, does what they do. So we don't work with, like, competitors or anything along those lines. There's no sharing of leads. These are calls that go directly to you. Now, let me take a look here. I see your website as well, by the way. It's a pretty nice website. Did you guys do this yourselves, or did someone do it for you?
No, years ago, one of our customers made one for us. Just because she was happy with the work that we did at her house. And, we've never really done anything with it since.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of overheard so as well. You guys don't really use it, huh?
Yeah, we don't use it at all. It's all outdated. Like the address on there is probably wrong. I actually don't even know how to change all that.
if you have, you would need to have a hosting capability, or you would have to have like ownership over the website. If you still are in contact with the person who made it, sorry, they might have it and you'll be able to change it. But if you don't have any type of like hosting or anything like that, I would think that there's really not much you can do, unfortunately. But on our end,
I still could get a hold of her. I just need to do it, I guess.
Yeah. Then she should be able to, you know, fix that for you. On our end as well, we do build websites for our clients if they need one. So if, you know, obviously if this is something that you see that would benefit your business, if you want us to build you a website, we can do that for you. What we specialize is first page placement on Google. So when someone's searching for one of your services, and that just has to be one of your keywords, it doesn't have to be your business name, just one of your services, your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google. So, for example, right now when you look up pavers in Sarasota, we're looking at like Sarasota Pavers 941, Father and Son Pavers and Landscaping, Paving Crew, Inc. Are you somewhat familiar with those companies?
I don't know any of those companies, no.
Oh, okay. Well, we'd basically be putting you up there, which okay. they're pretty much your competition, you know. But, I mean, it sounds like you're probably too busy to even care about the competition, which
yeah,
is a good thing. That's terrible, though. You know, that just goes to show how many companies just do horrible work. You're over there trying to clean up after them. Pretty much we would be putting you up there with your competition. So people actively searching for you, they'll find you on first page placement on Google right there where that local map section is. Do you know what area that is in Google?
I don't.
So, you know, when you look up a service, like on Google, and then the map pops up and a bunch of businesses pop up on the side?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's exactly where we would be putting you. And we do cover all bases as well with Yahoo and Bing. We do voice recognition with Amazon Alexa as well as Siri. Then we also do Facebook ads. Now, these have worked really well. I did see you guys have a Facebook account. How has that been working for you?
Not good. I mean, it used to work really good. It's nothing to do with my personal account got hacked and that's connected to it, so I actually have no control over that either.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I've tried to recover. They won't let me recover it.
Really? Why aren't they letting you do that?
I don't know. I don't know. I spent not every single day, all day, but over a few weeks period of time trying to get that all back, but never could get it back. That happened like 2 weeks ago.
That's the problem with Meta and also Google is that there's not a phone number, a customer service number to reach them at directly. They don't deal with you know, people like that. So I'm sorry to hear that, first of all. That's terrible. I was speaking to a client yesterday who he was having trouble getting through to Google, that he had to change his whole business name so he could reset himself on the internet because Google just wasn't responding to him for the previous stuff. I was like, wow, that really sucks.
Yeah.
So for Facebook, what we do is Facebook ads. So pretty much we would need to set you up a new business profile, and we would run Facebook ads. It's direct target marketing as well. So we are going to target, you know, income levels, age groups, locations. And we are only targeting people who are actively searching for your services. So that's why it's direct targeting. We bring in a lot of business for you that way. So pretty much that's all of our service, and that's how we would bring you in more business, is using the number one search engine nationwide. And everything is tracked for you as well. So you do have an app that we'll provide you with so you can see how many people are actively searching for you, the location these people are looking for you in. All the phone calls you've received, everything's tracked so you can see how we work. It is a month-to-month service, so there is no contract. It's a flat rate of $249 per month. You have a one-time setup fee of $99 for all of your programming. So, as I did mention, the first time is $348 total, and then after that is $249.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about everything? Do you have any questions for me?
Well, with that price, is that going to just get me onto Google, and then from there I'm going to pay more for, like, a website or Facebook ads? Or is that all in that?
It's all included. So it doesn't matter, like, how many calls you get, all of that. None of that matters. It's all included in that service price of the $249, the flat rate. That's what makes it good. Go ahead.
So the reason I ask is I'm not really interested in doing the website yet, and I don't want to really do the Facebook yet.
Okay.
I don't, like, have to do those, right?
No. So here's the thing. If you don't want to do Facebook, it actually lowers your price a bit. To instead of $249, it's just $199 to get you set up on Google. You know, some people really don't like Facebook.
Yeah, they won't even let me delete that account. So, like, I've emails and everything. I've had people report it. Like, everybody that I know that has a Facebook, I've had report it, and they still won't take that thing down. So, yeah, I'm not very happy with it, with Facebook in general. Not that it didn't generate me good leads and stuff, but
yeah, I'm not what they did to you, basically.
So I can solve our last issue with them, you know?
Got it. Yeah, I mean, if you don't want to do the Facebook, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd be interested in doing the Google thing.
Okay, yeah, that would just run you $199, so that will take care of that for you. And that also is included a website if you want one. If in the future you want one, we can build one for you. Of course, also, if you get a hold of your friend or your last client who has control of your website, you can also give us access to the website, and we can maintain it for you also at free, at no charge. So that's also the good thing. But, pretty much the way that it's going to work, it's going to take approximately 3 days to set up a time for you to have our account management team call you. They're going to go more into detail of your business information. It takes approximately 5 to 7 days to get your app and dashboard set up for you. It's going to take approximately 30 to 45 days to get you on first page placement of Google. Google is going to mail you out. Oh, actually, I think you already have a Google My Business. So that's good. That actually makes things quicker on our end. So we'll be working on you to get you first page placement in about 30 to 45 days. And most likely sooner. Yeah, exactly. Most likely sooner because you guys already have that Google My Business. I'm sorry?
You're saying Google My Business?
Google Business Profile. How can I explain it? So Google had to mail you out a verification pin to verify that you're a legitimate business. And that's what puts you like a profile on Google. Because I'm looking at it, unless I'm looking at the wrong one, it says BNC Pavers LLC, 18 reviews, Sarasota County and nearby areas. You have your hours of operation, your phone number, which is the 941-914-7731. You have a few pictures up here as well. Do you remember doing this?
I don't remember doing it, but who knows? I've done similar things like we've even been on the radio and we've done things like this in the past, so I definitely could have over the time done it.
Yeah, because you have it's already set up, which is the good thing. Now if you want to add pictures or anything along those lines, we can help you do that as well, since there's most likely old pictures on here. That's basically what we're going to do for you, is getting you up there. And I would be setting up the time to have an account manager call you. Now it takes me approximately 10 to 15 minutes to get everything going for you. Do you have that availability?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I'm gonna hand you over to Shelby.
Okay.
And she'll be able to take care of it for you.
Okay. Perfect. No problem. And Shelby is also going to be someone authorized on the account, right? I'm going to have to put her info down there. Okay. Perfect.
All righty.
It was a pleasure, by the way. I'll text you over my our office number and my direct contact for you also, so you'll be able to contact me if you have any questions, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to hand you over to Shelby.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Hello.
Hi, I'm on hold.
Okay.
Oh, hi, Shelby. Can you hear me?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. One second, Shelby. I'm talking on the phone with my manager right now, so just give me 1 second, okay? I'm fixing something on the account. I am putting in Amy the a phone number in the manager, and 3 accounts are popping up. So
okay.
None of them. Correct. The name of the company is BNC Pavers LLC. I don't know why it's doing that. Okay, I'll send it to you now. Hello, Shelby.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, my name is Laura with Local Splash. I have a question for you. So I am creating the account as of right now for Casey. Now, the phone number, the one that I'm speaking on that ends in 7731, is this the phone number that you guys are going to want your customers to call you on as well?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, the address that I have is 129 East Palm Avenue. Is that address correct?
One more time.
129 East Palm Avenue?
Yep, that's correct.
That's correct? Okay. And Shelby, for the spelling of, is the card that you're going to use, is it going to be under your name or is it going to be under Casey's?
It's going to be under Casey's name.
It's going to be under Casey? Okay. I was, sorry, Shelby, hold on 1 second. I was just speaking with Casey and passed me over to Shelby. She's going to be authorized on the account as well. For Casey, I have the spelling just, is it K-A-S, well, is it, sorry, Shelby, I got a little confused here. For spelling for Casey, is it just K and C, or how does he spell it?
C-A-S-E-Y.
C-A-S. And his last name?
C-O-X.
Perfect. All right. And what is the email address?
bcpavers.llc@yahoo.com.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for your patience, Shelby. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty on our end, so we're getting that taken care of.
Perfect. Okay.
Now, the pricing is going to be $249 per month and a one-time setup fee of $99. So initial investment today is $348, and then after that, just $249 a month.
Okay. We were saying not the Facebook, so didn't you say that it was the one?
Oh, yes. I apologize. Thank you for correcting me. Yes, it's $199 with the $99 setup fee. We are not doing Facebook. Yes, local only.
Okay.
Thank you, Shelby.
No problem.
They were actually, Amy, they were having issues with Facebook. They don't even have control over their Facebook right now, so that's what the problem was. It's Maria. I know. Thank you for your patience, Shelby.
You're welcome.
So, Amy, do I need to re-get all of the information, or do you have it saved on your end? Okay, perfect. All right. All right, Shelby, now you got me all you got me all to yourself now. So, give me one second. All right, bye, Amy. Okay, thank you, Shelby. So, I'm going to gather your information for you here while we work in the background with IT to fix everything on our end. Now, for authorized user on the account, he is obviously going to be him, and then it's also going to be you. What is your last name, Shelby?
C-O-X, Cox.
As well, okay. Now, is there going to be anybody else authorized on the account?
No, ma'am.
All right. And this is going to be the point of contact phone number. What are the hours of operation going to be?
Let me just double check with Lucy. I would say 8 to 5.
Okay, because right now what you guys have online is, and we can update it if you guys don't want these times, but we have Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and weekends closed.
Yep, so it's going to be 8 to 5, and then weekends closed.
Okay, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Now, for keywords, what's going to happen is when I set up the account management team, when they give you a call to go over what are the most searched keywords, they're going to go based off of the services that you offer. So what services do you guys offer?
Pavers, hardscape. We do a little bit of landscape, but not really.
Okay.
So pavers and hardscape.
Is there...
curving. We do ceiling.
Okay.
And we did coping.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Not that I can think of on my head. No.
Okay. And if anything else comes up when the account management team calls, we can always add in some. That's not a problem. Now, for the time that they call, it is an hour window that they call you, and the call can range anywhere between 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how many questions you have. So for the time, what does your guys' availability look like tomorrow or Monday?
I would say Monday would probably be better.
Okay. And at what time?
Between 11 and 12.
Between 11 and 12 Monday. I believe I have that time. We do have that available. Perfect. So I'm going to send you a Google invite as well for Monday between 11 to 12 in the morning. Okay. Now, locations that you want to service, you can pick zip codes, cities, or counties.
Sarasota County.
Sarasota County, okay. Is there anything else you want to add to that?
Nope, we do all of Sarasota County.
Okay. Perfect. All right, and then he's not going to want a website, right, because he might try to get the control of the website that he has. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is an option. It's included in the price, so it's not anything extra. It's a call tracking feature, which would give your clients a phone number to call. It's a phone number that we assign. They will call this number, but it'll still go directly to the number that you want it to go to, but it tracks everything. So it records all of your phone calls. It also reduces spam. It is an option. Would you like to add that feature?
Can we just do our regular phone number?
Yeah, you can do your regular number. That's fine. You just won't add the feature.
We'll just
That's fine. All right. And then the app, also, I'm going to include the app in there for you guys. It's also at no cost, so you can track everything and see everything through the app.
Okay.
And then are you guys licensed and insured?
Yes, ma'am.
And then the Facebook, we're not going to do any type of Facebook stuff at all, right?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So I'm also going to give the account manager the website that you guys currently have, just so they have it on file. If you guys can get control of that website again, we can help you out and maintain it for you if that's something that you need. So that is an option that's included with your service, okay?
Okay.
And Shelby, give me 1 second. I'm with Amy again. It's Shelby Cox. Shelby, is the correct spelling of your name S-H-E-L-B-Y?
Yep.
Yes, it is. Okay. Are you office manager, wife, partner?
I'm wife. And I work in the office.
And you do everything.
Yeah. I help with everything. Stuff around the field. It's too hot for that.
And Shelby, what is your specific phone number?
Like my cell phone number?
Uh-huh.
941-237-7395.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Shelby. So it looks like I have most of the information for the billing address on the card. Is it going to be the 129 East Palm Avenue?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then for the name on the card for Casey, is there any middle initial?
I don't believe so. I think it just says Casey Cox.
Okay. Is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
Just 1 second. I'm actually going to go grab it.
Oh, yeah. No worries. Take your time.
I think it's Visa, but let me just double check.
No worries.
I think it's Master. It's Master.
It's a MasterCard? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
the two little circles, right?
Yeah, normally it starts with the number 5 if it's a MasterCard too.
Yep.
It okay, does. Perfect. And I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
5348-600-2021. 1097.
And then the expiration?
Expiration is 0927.
And security code?
150.
Perfect. Now, for the security question, every time we call you, we're going to ask this question so you know it's our company that's calling you. So you have 3 options to pick from. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or the name of your first pet.
We'll do name of first pet.
Okay. And what is the name?
Honey.
Honey? Oh, that's cute.
It was his first dog, so we'll just do it as that.
All right, perfect. So we're processing the count right now for the 298. So you'll be receiving a text message as well as email. That's going to include the one-time setup fee. After that, it's just going to be the $199 per month for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to do the voice verification with you as well. So give me 1 second. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification recording. The reason being is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it's added as a form of protection for you that we will send you in writing with your invoice. So I'm going to walk you through this. If you have any questions or any type of concerns about anything that I said, please just stop me so then I can clear it up for you, okay?
Okay.
So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
BNC Pavers.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Shelby Cox, office.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So this is why every time we call you, we're going to be asking that security question so you know it's us, okay?
Okay.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. Our phone number as well if you want to write this down, and I'll send it to you as well through text messages and emails. Let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
It's 877-635-6225, and this is the number that we will be calling you from. This is our office line.
Okay. And it's called Splash what?
Local Splash. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, and that is today's the 8/17/23. And hold on 1 second. Let me get this. Okay. All right. Sorry. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $298. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th in the amount of $199. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent any charges for your next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So what we're doing right now is going to be emailing you and texting you over all of the information, so you should be receiving it with, I would say shortly. We are still working with IT to get everything processed on your account. And you're good to go on that end. Now I'm going to email you over as well the invitation, the Google invite for your call on Monday between 11 to 12 o'clock. Now my direct extension is 9270 if you want to write that down as well. You can call me there. You can also email me back on the Google invite if you need to change anything or if you have any other questions. And then your terms and conditions, that will be sent out to you. I'm hoping by end of the day today, I'll give you a call so we can go over that as soon as we get it fixed on our end. Okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me, Shelby?
I do not.
Well, thank you so much, and you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Bye.